Trevor, Franklin, you're probably wondering why I brought you into my office today.
Michael, you're not a school principal. Cut that out. Also, who's Franklin? Never met that guy in my life.
He's the hustler that tried to steal my son's car. I was hiding in the back seat with a gun and spared his life because he didn't know he was working for a fraudulent business.
Good times.
This is gonna sound risky, but we're gonna bite the hand that feeds.
You don't mean?
Yep. We're going inside the Federal Investigation Bureau.
Wait a minute. You said we were making paper. Instead, you want me to infiltrate the FIB? Huh. Why waste my time like this?
My plan is to get our names out of the system, so we can get off the FIB's radar. They threaten our lives and treat us like criminal slaves when we are working for them, Trevor. Isn't that enough of a reason to take them out from the inside?
I can't stand those scum at the FIB. Let's take our names out so I can stop feeling sick to my stomach just by hearing that acronym.
That's the spirit, Trevor. Here's the plan. We're going to drive down to the FIB headquarters in an FIB van that Trevor stole a few weeks ago.
How'd y'all steal an FIB van?
Frankie, that's your name, right? Whatever. If you're like me, a crazy 52-year-old psychopath with an outstanding amount of warrants and murder charges, little things like stealing a stupid van is considered child's play.
Hey, Mike, how do you trust this guy with anything?
You cross your fingers and hope for the best. Anyway, back to the plans. Franklin, just stick beside Trevor and myself and follow our lead. I'll hold a flash drive that'll override the FIB servers and allow me to access the files and delete our name from the systems. Any questions?
Yeah.
Good. We will see you guys tomorrow night. This van is roomy. No wonder why the FIB have hundreds of these.
And she handles like a dream.
Franklin, you awake back there?
Yeah, dog. What's the deal?
Trevor, I want you to park in this alleyway to our left. It's right behind the FIB headquarters, so we can rendezvous back here once the job is done.
Roger that.
Michael, we are in the middle of downtown Los Angeles. Isn't it a little suspicious that three men, dressed in all black and carrying a duffel bag filled with weapons, are walking towards a government agency building in the middle of the night?
I've been robbing banks and taking scores longer than you've been alive, kid. Are you sure you want to question me?
I'm aware of that, but I just don't think it's a good idea, man.
I understand that you're scared. This is why I originally quit the criminal life. I'm a 54-year-old family man. And I couldn't risk not being there for my wife and kids, even though they packed up and left my house because my marriage is on the rocks.
Hey, that's heavy, man.
You're like a son to me, Franklin. My family left my side, so you're all I got. I didn't give up on you, so why would you give up on me now?
Oh, that's so cute. You two are having a moment. Why don't you two just kiss already so we can get out of this van and get this damn job over with?
Trevor's right. Let's just get this job done, all right?
Let's do it.
Yeah, we did it, guys!
Did what? Almost get ourselves killed because you wanted to take our names out of the FIB database?
Yes, Franklin. That's exactly what we did.
That doesn't sound very rewarding to me.
Just be happy that you aren't being harassed by the FIB. That's your reward. Now keep your head low for a few weeks. The police are gonna be on the lookout for us.
Man, I'm happy to still have a head after all them bullets we dodging. On top of that, we had a very close encounter with that grenade when we were leaving. That explosion was maybe 2 feet away from us, bruh.
I'll gladly stay in isolation for a few weeks so I don't have to hear Franklin's whining anymore. You better bite your tongue and hope that you never have a run-in with the FIB.
I'm sure the FIB won't even contact me. Man, my phone's been going crazy all day. Let me check these messages out. You're gonna regret this. You better watch your back. You got a bad spot, buddy. How can I be in a bad spot when I'm at home? This dude ain't serious. Who could that be? I ain't expecting anyone. Yo, man, what's up with that suit and black sunglasses? You part of Secret Service or something? If so, the president isn't here, so keep looking, bro.
Whoa there, man. If I were you, I'd listen to what I'd have to say before you insult me and slam the door in my face.
Who is you anyways?
The name's Dave Quackenbush, and I'm the head of the building you raided last night.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't play dumb with me, Franklin.
How do you even know my name?
I'm the head of the FIB. I can track down anyone and get all their information. That's how I got your address and your phone number.
Ah, so you're the one texting me all those threatening messages.
Enough questions. Let's cut to the chase. I know that you worked with Michael and Trevor, not only to sabotage me, but try to get away from me as well. I'm not sure what Michael plans to do with the FIB next, so I need you to take care of a job for me.
I'll never work for you, Dave. I heard some things.
Oh, I figured you'd say that. It's not going to be that easy for you. Michael and Trevor are too dangerous together. Michael is the brains of the operations, and Trevor isn't afraid to put a bullet in somebody's head.
Ha! No kidding.
So, with that being said, one of them has to go. You have to kill Michael or Trevor. I'll make it easy for you and let you decide who to kill.
And what if I don't?
I'll kill you as well as Michael and Trevor. If you don't believe me, it's going to be a very costly decision. Just remember, I tracked down your name, your phone number, and your address without ever making contact with you. So, don't think that I don't have the resources to kill you. My limo is here. You have 24 hours to decide who you're going to kill and execute them. If not, I'm putting all three of you in danger. Choose wisely.
Aw, man. What am I going to do? Michael's always been there for me, but he keeps sacrificing my life for his own good. Trevor's alright, but he's a complete psychopath. Now I have to kill one of them, or it's my own life at stake. I never wanted to be a robber anyways. I only did it so Michael wouldn't kill me. I know what I need to do.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Michael, we have to meet in the industrial area outside of LA. We have some unfinished business to take care of. It's 8 p.m. I have 30 minutes to take out Michael, or Dave's gonna be on the hunt for me. Come on, Michael. Please get here soon.
What do you think of my new car, Franklin? I bought an SUV. I thought I'd get something a little more convenient for leisurely drives, as well as other heists. Also, why did you want to meet me in an industrial area when we could have gone to a bar or something?
Look, Michael, this isn't...
Sorry, Franklin. It's my wife. I need to take this. Amanda, how's it going? I know I'm late for our daughter's celebratory dinner, but I had some business I gotta take care of right now. See you later.
Celebratory dinner, eh?
Yeah, my daughter got into college and my family is back in the house. My marriage is back on track and it feels fantastic. I don't know what I did to deserve this.
Look, that's cool and all, but I'd like to get serious for a second.
Franklin, is everything okay?
No, Michael, I'm not okay. I'm not okay with the fact that I've jumped through hoops in hopes for you that you don't go crazy and kill me like you almost did the first time we met.
To be fair, you broke into my house and stole my son's car.
That's not the point here.
Then what is your point?
My point is that you helped me out, and I have to repay you by risking my life so you can carry out these dangerous jobs that you don't even risk your life for. You were just using me as a human shield.
Franklin, that's ridiculous. I put you on the front lines because I need to do the heavy-duty work while you cover me.
That's what I'm saying, Mike. I'm not doing this anymore.
Whoa, Franklin. What are you doing with that pistol?
I'm sorry, it had to end this way, Michael.
You're actually about to clip me right now.
Dave put me up to this.
Dave? You're working for Dave? After all that I told you, you decide to take orders from Dave Quackenbush of all people. I should have killed you when I had the chance.
Looks like I'll take advantage of your missed opportunity.
Like hell you are!
Damn, Michael! That almost got me! Man, is he actually climbing that radio tower over there? I didn't think I had to chase that dude. You got nowhere to go, Michael.
Only one of us is leaving this radio tower alive.
Yeah, and it's gonna be me.
Franklin, you kinda need bullets in order to kill me. Like this!
Damn, I'm on the other side of the radio tower with no bullets, and the guy that I'm supposed to kill is about to kill me. What do I do?
Come on out, Franklin! You're done!
Let's see if I can catch him by surprise by running the opposite direction.
Oh, what the fuck?
My fists sure aren't done, Michael. This isn't looking good for you.
Get your damn hands off me!
Damn, man, you got me good with that hook. Can't we just talk about this instead of fighting?
Oh, now you want to talk things over. Little late for that, pal. As soon as you're on a pathway 500 feet above the ground with no ammo in your gun, now you want to be friends with me again. You're pathetic, Franklin. You're lucky I don't throw you off this railing right now.
You're right, Mike. What I did is pathetic. And you have every right to be mad. But at least I'm not dumb enough to be standing beside the railing.
What does that have to do with...
Ah!
Don't worry, Michael. I caught you. I don't know what came over me. I guess I really don't want to kill you. It's just that Dave got in my head and I just panicked.
Yeah, that's Dave for you. He tempted you and now I'm hanging 500 feet in the air with only your hand stopping me from my impending doom. Just let me go, Franklin.
Michael, can we just take Dave out instead? I really can't do this anymore. I'm sorry I tried to betray you like this, bruh. I'll just help you up. We can move on, then we can take Dave out.
I'd rather be dead than trust you again.
You know what? Have it your way. Dave, it's done. Michael's out of the picture.